Joining us on KMBR 680, that is Chris Haft of MLB.com. Chris, Sunday baseball, Matt Cain out there throwing the ball a little bit today. You got to see him.
Yeah, Marty, and he looked really good. I thought he looked free and easy. I mean, I'm no pitching coach, but, you know, and of course, if he had had even a twinge, I'm sure they would have shut him down. But, you know, Dave Righetti was there, head trainer. Dave Greshner was there, and so, you know, it looked like he was everything, all systems go.
Well, Tuesday, Vogelsong gets the start. I guess I've said this on the air, Vogelsong, Supon, Runzler, they kind of got a little breath of fresh air with the Cain injury, but it's so early in spring training. Anything settled in that last pitching spot?
I don't think so, Marty, and that's another point to raise. With five scheduled off days in April, are they really going to go with 12 pitchers? You know, that's a lot of, I mean, right now, if, unless my math is wrong, and it very well could be, Madison Bumgarner, the number five starter, would get two starts in April. That's a lot of time for him to sit. So, you know, would they go to a four-man rotation and have Madison serve as a long man? It's worth discussing a little later on in spring.
Boy, the week Brandon Belt has had, you know, we heard about it, but then now to see him getting three or four at-bats a game, it's pretty special.
Oh, man, it really is. If you were to put a gun to my head, I would still see him starting a year in AAA, but then again, who knows? You know, I mean, nothing's for sure right now, but I think the Giants can rest assured that if they need a bat, you know, if they start out, if they stumble a little bit offensively at the start of the year, and they need a bat, they can call upon Brandon.
Chris Haft with us of MLB.com. You can always catch up with him. He works about 30 hours a day. He's always doing something online. I get a lot of questions about Manny Burris. So where do you see him fitting into this, and what sort of spring has he had?
Well, just to show that he's healthy has been a positive step for him. Whether he fits in on the opening day squad as a utility infielder, I'm not sure. He's going to have to outplay Fontenot, and I don't know if he'd have to outplay DeRosa, but he'd have to at least, you know, be on a par or approach, you know, Mark's performance. Mark has the advantage of being a veteran and all that. So I see Manny, frankly, starting the year in AAA. But, again, there's more insurance for, you know, later on down the road if an injury occurs.
Well, we move into the next week of spring training. I think one more week. Get this next week out of the way, and I think we could start feeling the season coming.
Oh, man, I'm sure. I think you're right, and I know the players feel that way. I mean, they're not physically ready to go yet. They all still have a lot of preparation to do. But once you get past that March 15th point, that's when guys start to hone in a little bit.
All right, Chris, nice to have you with us as always.
Marty, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right.